I'm very sad to say goodbye to the people who I'd got to know and who'd got to know me, because it's very much that kind of relationship. You're not just a driver, you are almost a friend, and it's a mutual friendship.
Well, let's bring in Carolyn Carter, who's hired the community transport bus this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is that right? The drivers are more than just a driver?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you get to know them personally, and they're absolutely great in everything they do, because obviously we rely on the drivers, as well as the funding, to keep the service going. Without the drivers...
Mm. So why do you need this particular minibus?
Well, I need this particular minibus because although I can access public transport, it by no means takes me to always where I want to go. And from getting, say, off a bus, I would be completely stuck. So I use it door-to-door transport, which is absolutely invaluable for me because it gives me my independence. And I use it on a very regular basis.
How often do you use it, and how does it work? Do you have to ring up, say, a week in advance to book the service?
Well, if you want your preferred time and day, then it's best to ring up a week in advance, and then you can hopefully get the time, or as near as possible to that time, and you can get the journey there and you can get the journey back. I have sometimes taken a chance and rung on the day if I've had an appointment or something that's cropped up. Can't always guarantee it on the day, but then if they're busy, that's good, because, you know, it needs to be used to keep the service going. But I use it at least a minimum of once a week. On some occasions, I have used it 4 or 5 times, because you can ring up 2 or 3 days in advance as well, and, you know, there might be spaces. Mm. So that's what I tend to do, because if you've got to rely on getting a taxi every time, it can soon run away with the money.
So do you use it just for the doctors and going to the dentist, or is it other things that you take advantage of this bus?
Well, at the moment, well, really, in the last probably 2 years, I've had so many hospital appointments, doctor's appointments, chiropractor's appointments, that it hasn't left much room for social events, things like that. So predominantly, I've been using it for appointments.
And you're very grateful for the service.
Oh, I can't explain how grateful I am. And I always, when it's time to pay, I always give them a little bit extra. I round it up, so it helps them by paying a bit more.
Thank you for letting us park in your driveway, Carolyn, this morning. Let's just round off with Billy this morning, because, as you were saying, this service does actually rely on volunteer drivers. How many drivers are you looking to recruit now to provide this mobility service for people like Carolyn?
We currently have about 10 drivers, but it'd be great if we could get up to 14 or 15. Any ex-HGV coach drivers that have retired, it would be great to have someone like that come along and help out. But anyone who's out of work that feels they could give us some time, if we could get anyone, that would be really good.
OK, and how can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at Suffolk Acre, or they can go on board on the website.
OK. Billy, thank you very much indeed. Carolyn, thank you as well. And as Billy has given us details, if you fancy getting involved with driving one of these buses, if you want more information, then do give them a call and they can go through the whole criteria for you as well. With that, from a glorious Strand... Back to you, Mark.
All right, Lukey, thank you very much. We're going to dig out the number for Suffolk Acre if you want to give them a call to talk to Billy about being a volunteer for Dial a Ride in Ipswich. Keep listening, we'll give you that number in a moment or two. Does sound like a very valuable service. So if you've got a bit of spare time, then we'll give you that number very shortly. So have you got a few hours that you can spare? Would you like to find out more about being a volunteer driver for Ipswich Dial a Ride? Then this is the number. You want to talk to Billy Morton. 01473 345 300. 01473 345 300. And you need Billy. All right, ask to speak to Billy. Mark told me to ring you up, Billy. 01473 345 300. If you want to find out being a volunteer driver for Dial a Ride, which does sound like a hugely valuable service. Well, I know it is actually, because my mum used to use it years ago and she loved it to bits. And the drivers are far more than just drivers. You all become quite friends and get to know each other. Very convivial thing, as we heard on Luke's report. 01473 345 300 if you want to find out more.